John Patrick.
Yes.
It's that time again, man. I got to get you down low. I got to kind of get a little feedback, man. How are you liking the show today? What's shaking? What's sticking out in your mind? What's really like, wow, that blew me away?
I don't know. I've been paying attention to playing games on my phone.
You are? What is that?
No. As always, it's enlightening. And this is 3 hours of my week that, you know, I don't have to prepare for. This is your 3 hours.
Right.
This is when I get to come and listen and just kind of be that fly on the wall that you talk about all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I got a little bit of knowledge, but not a lot of knowledge. And it's cool to sit here and listen to you guys go back and forth. And every time that I sit here on a Saturday and I listen to you guys, it takes me back to my days sitting in the communication center at Yokota Air Base, Japan. Guys sitting around on a mid-shift, bored out of their freaking mind, nothing happening. And the camaraderie comes right back to me like that.
Mm-hmm.
It does. And this is one of the cool things. You get to be one of the cool kids again.
It's a family.
It is.
It's a family. And just like a family, we're dysfunctional like a family. But we lean on each other. We lean inward. We don't lean outward. And when we take care of each other, everything just works.
No, absolutely. And you know, I wanted to talk about that. A couple weeks ago, there was an incident. Somebody put up a 911 on the Tipping Point Facebook page.
On the group page.
And as soon as I saw it, I just happened to be here at work. It popped up that there was somebody that was in a lot of trouble, mm-hmm. and was thinking about, you know, making a decision that, you know, they're not going to be able to walk back.
Mm-hmm.
And I instantly got on the text to you. I said, dude, you need to check out the page right now. And by the time you checked out the page, by the time I had posted on it, said, you know what, call Battle Buddy ASAP. Mm-hmm. There had been like 10 more people that had posted. And in about 25 minutes, that one post generated like 137 posts back and forth of people stopping what they were doing, no matter what they were doing, whether they were at work, whether they were, you know, in the middle of a therapy session for themselves. They stopped what they were doing because one of the battle buddies needed help. And it turns out that this woman that needed the help got the help that she needed.
Well, I know the one you're talking about, and this happens at least half a dozen times a week on the Tipping Point Boone Color Facebook group, not the page so much, but the group. And there's a closed group there that people are really involved in. And what happened in that situation where that warfighter had sought help at the VA and ended up walking out because wasn't getting a response.
Sat there for like three hours,
and they just... There wasn't an attentiveness to it, and went to a civilian ER emergency room and said, hey, this is my situation. I'm a warfighter. I don't know what to do. I'm at my wit's end. And long story short, end up walking out again. No help, no assistance. And there really is a time on that, because the longer you're waiting, I mean, really, when minutes become hours, you don't have the ability to be patient. That's just the bottom line. And so this warfighter got told by another warfighter, hey, go on the Tipping Point Boone Cutler Facebook group, express your concerns, and somebody's going to pipe up. Somebody's going to help you. And bottom line is, that's what happened. And that was how that word spread, because this particular warfighter was told to go to that group by someone else who had received help. And so it goes on, it goes on, it goes on. This is how we take care of our own. And long story short, within an hour, we had the warfighter hooked up with counseling, resources, a battle buddy, medical, on and on and on. I mean, in an hour, when we come together, we can match needs to resources pretty quickly. And there's a lot of groups out there that do this, and it's all about the group, though. The group takes care of the group.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why we reach out to each other, and for not just for resources, but for the strength to follow through on the resources.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was neat to see the guys say, hey, you know what? I've been there before. Don't make a temporary solution. Don't make a permanent solution to a temporary problem. We will get you the help you need. And it was cool seeing guys saying, you know, I'm 6 hours away. I can be there in 6 hours to
right.
go talk to a perfect stranger, somebody that you don't even know. You're willing to get in a car and go 6 hours to go sit down and say, hey, you know what? It's going to get better.
Right.
It's going to get better. And I was so moved, because it's the first time that I really saw it happen.
The whole thing from beginning to end, somebody comes in and says,
yeah,
I'm wrecked. And the next thing you know, thank you. I'm not wrecked anymore.
Right. It happened at like 1:30, and I go on air at 3:00,
mm-hmm.
and I'm sitting here watching this thing for an hour and a half. I could not leave. I was sitting here in the studio, and I'm just watching the posts fill up, like, and all these people giving these words of encouragement, saying, don't do it. We'll get you help. For like an hour and a half, I couldn't, I couldn't move. I was locked in and was so moved by the care of the community. Because I mean, you guys all know that, well, there are people out there that don't care. And when you encounter people that don't care, it makes you even more bitter and more angry and more desperate.
When you become a number, not a person, which is what happens in a lot of situations. And so that person is looking for a lot of times a warfighter or anybody that's in crisis. They're looking for a personal connection and some sort of, I mean, truly, it's just reassurance. And America, listen, we're not talking about somebody's a little bit low and maybe can't pay their bills. We're talking about stuff that, I mean, there's a reason why 22 people a day kill themselves in the warfighter community, or 23, one on active duty, 22 on the civilian side, in the civilian community as warfighters, not civilians. And there's a reason for that. And if it was happening anywhere else to any other aggregate people, it would be a national outcry for it, but it's not happened. There's no national outcry with the American warfighter. What I do see is a lot of people looking for pity without promise. I do see people who are truly, abusing warfighters because the way that they promote us, and it's a lot of these charities are doing it. I think a lot of these charities are creating problems because they're making us look like pitiful people, and I hate it. I hate it. It's not empowerment. It is not empowerment. And when I see these commercials on TV with these national organizations, and they look at warfighters and they treat them like they're just poor kids that are starving with flies buzzing around their head. It's the same theme. It's the same everything. Just pulling at heartstrings, telling people, "Oh, these poor warfighters." You know what? Shut your freaking mouth. These charities are doing nothing for my community. Nothing except making us feel less empowered. We need to be more empowered, and the way we do that. As we take care of our own. We do it for ourselves. I don't want you. I don't need you. All I need is a battle buddy and a mission, and everything will be fine. Yes, there's going to be crisis. Yes, there's going to be people that need help. Yes, there's going to be people that are sitting there with a gun in one hand and a bottle in the other. And you know what? Nothing's going to help them that comes from this concept of pity. It's not going to help. We don't want your pity. We don't need your pity. You keep that. You can stick it. What America needs to know is we don't want your pity. We don't want your charity. We just don't want you to discriminate against us. And we just need to have the same opportunities everybody else has. PTSD phobia is a real thing. And America disintegrates everything that is in our core when they give us pity. Or they put us over there and treat us like a government problem. We're not a government problem. We're people. We're people that fought for this country. And quite honestly, I don't need your crap. We don't need your crap. We will take care of our own. And people profiteering off of warfighter pain, you are the worst scum on the face of the planet. Done. End of story. Let's get Doc Jacobs on the line.